A flickering letter I appears, followed by letters F and C. IFC Midnight. A robotic figure walks in and turns. Little Runway. Outside, a stuffed toy bunny lies in the rain. A Little Runway production. A Pierce Brothers film. Crayons and matchbox cars sit in mud. John Paul Howard. A Barbie doll rests in grass. Piper Curda. Rain falls on a toy horse and unicorn. Zara Mahler. An Etch-a-Sketch lies in mud. Kevin Bigley. Rain falls on a Rubik's Cube. Gabriela Quezada Bloomgarden. Richard Ellis. Blaine Crockerell. Judah Paul. A pink tricycle is parked in a front yard. Words appear. 35 years ago, a girl runs to a front porch. She wears a raincoat and backpack. With Jameson Jones. And Azee Tesfaye. Casting by Lisa Essery, CSA.
Hello?
Music by Devin Burrows. She takes off her raincoat. Editor, Terry Yates. Sound designer, Elliot Connors.
I'm here.
Special makeup effects by Bite Marks, Inc. She picks up a VHS tape. Makeup effects supervisor, Eric Porn. She removes her headphones.
Hey, Mom. It's me. I just made it to the Gambles.
That boy there, too.
Mom. No. I'm not with Mark.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I wish.
Megan.
Seriously, it's a joke.
You know your Aunt Maddie are pregnant.
Mom!
I just wish you'd be honest with me.
No, seriously, I'm just babysitting tonight.
I want you home right after, that's the rule.
Okay. Hey, I gotta go, okay?
All right, see you tonight, sweetie.
Yeah, okay, bye.
Megan walks to a door. She looks down a stairwell.
Joanne?
She descends the stairs. She picks up a doll on the way. Picture frames are broken. She picks up a photo of a couple and a girl. The man's eyes are scratched out. She looks to her left. Sits with its back to her, head down. A child's feet dangle. The figure's head rises. The child's head falls back. Her neck is eaten and bloody. The female figure, with sharp bloody teeth, turns toward Megan. Megan runs to the stairwell. A man stands at the top. He looks down at her and shuts the door. A symbol is scratched on his side of the door. A V with a horizontal line near the top. It resembles an animal with horns. In a static background, the symbol grows. Rain falls behind it. A light illuminates it. VFX supervisor, Joseph H. Coleman. Costume designer, Laura Christina Ortiz. Production designer, Marlena Fieri. Director of photography, Connor Murphy. Co-producer, Travis Coltrary. Executive producers, Layman Porter, Lanier Porter, Wilson King. Produced by Brett Pierce, Drew Pierce. Produced by Chan Tsang, Ed Polgardi. Written and directed by the Pierce brothers. A man's face plunges into water. His mouth opens. Bubbles escape. His head turns side to side. A young man startles awake on a bus. Words appear. 5 days ago, the bus drives through farmland.
Hey everyone, time?
Inside the bus, Ben, the young man, removes his earbuds. He rubs his eyes.
Nice work there. You're quite the little artist.
He wears a blue arm cast with a few drawings on it. He stands outside the bus with a suitcase. He walks to a general store. Inside, a German shepherd lies nearby, watching him. He opens a beverage cooler. He drinks water. A sign on the counter reads, "Out fishing. Make your own change." He grabs some candy and stuffs it in his pocket.
All right. Hey, relax. See, hey, we're even, okay?
He throws cash on the counter.
Stupid dog.
In the evening, a boy swings a bat in a front yard. A hand stirs chili on a stove.
Oh, shit.
Dad!
Your TV doesn't have an HDMI port.
What?
Your TV doesn't have an HDMI port.
Is it plugged in?
Ben goes to the fridge. He removes a picture of himself and his dad. He unfolds it to reveal a woman. Ben and Liam eat outside and play Connect Four. Liam drinks a beer.
You hear that? I love that.
Oh, hey, I almost forgot. Be right back. Well,
it's a bike.
I picked it up cheap. I thought I would, give you a little independence.
I already have my license.
So?
So what do I need a bike for? I mean, how am I supposed to ride that thing anyways? I'll just get a car.
Oh, yeah? With what money?
Mom said she'd give me one.
Mom's buying you a new car.
Mom is getting herself a new car, and she's giving me the old one.
The Lincoln?
Hey, I mean, that is a nice bike, right? I love the basket.
Shut up. Oh, man. You're all grown up and fancy, huh?
I will have to teach you how to drive stick while you're up here. I mean, after that heals.
Yeah.
When are we going to talk about that?
Not now.
You are on dish duty.
Daytime. A man, Ty, with a baby, and a woman with a boy. From his red truck, Liam waves to the neighbors.
Hey.
Ben gets in.
Who's she?
Oh, I don't know. A lot of vacation homes up here.
They're ready.
They drive through a town near the sea.
Here it is.
In a marina office, Liam puts a hat on Ben.
That's the look.
on the dock.
Sailing instruction from 1 to 2, and then Carrie's going to take over after that.
Copy that.
Three girls go to a boat. Ben watches them. A guy bumps into him.
Dumpster.
The guy puts a barbecue on the boat.
Hey, you can't take that out on the water, all right? It's got to stay in the picnic area.
It's my dad's boat. What do you care?
It's a hazard. It belongs in the picnic area. Get it off.
No, it's a hazard. I'm surrounded by water, dumbass.
Have a wonderful day.
Asshole. Watch the language, buddy. Right here, guys. Thanks.
You're Liam's kid, right?
Yeah, that's me.
Great. A little help?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
They pick up life jackets.
Over this way. Guess nepotism is alive and well, huh?
What?
But you think I would have gotten this job if my arm was broken? It's got to be a liability or something. Even certified?
I've worked for my dad before.
Yeah, well, you haven't worked here. This is a family marina, okay? So just watch the swearing.
Yeah, sorry.
I'll fuck it with you. I'm Mallory. Mal, nobody gets a shit here.
Ben.
Nice to meet you, Ben.
Nice. Yeah.
Right here is good. Thanks.
Hey, can I tie down here?
No, that spot's already reserved.
She offers candy.
Taste the rainbow?
Yeah, it's Skittles, but okay.
Oh, lemon? Gross. It's all about the strawberry and the cherry.
I'm a lemon guy.
And a dinosaur guy?
Hey, my slip says 17. Am I in the right spot?
Yeah, I'll be right there.
Hey, honey.
Hey, I'm sorry I didn't call you back. Yeah, been pretty busy, but it's good.
He watches Liam hug and kiss a woman.
Hey, Ma, I'll call you a little later, okay?
Okay, sweetie. I love you.
Okay. Moving from the tops of tall, straight pine trees to the ground. The neighbor woman, Abby, and the boy, Dylan, walk through the forest.
Watch your step there, Guga.
Mom, I don't think this is the trail anymore.
Nope, we are way off the trail. Come on, this is an adventure, not a tour.
But are we lost?
Can't be lost if we didn't know where we were going in the first place. Spin it.
He turns. Abby bends to rummage in his backpack.
I know exactly where we are. Don't tell Dad we got lost, and I'll let you DJ on the whole way home. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, come on.
She squats. She looks to the sky.
Dylan?
She picks up his backpack.
Dylan!
Dylan takes a Polaroid.
Dylan!
He moves away from a tree trunk with the V symbol carved on it. He peers around a tree.
Dylan, I'm down here, baby.
He spots a tree with a big hole at its base.
Mommy needs help. Come here, sweetheart. Come on, it's okay.
Dylan.
He looks from behind a tree.
Dylan! You're going to be in so much trouble if you don't come here right now. Listen to Mommy, you little shit! Do as I say, Dylan!
Fingers slide from the hole.
Hey.
He startles.
Don't dip out on me like that. It freaks me out.
He looks back.
Come on.
The tree is gone.
I think I found a path back.
His mom pushes him forward. At the neighbor's, a parked truck has a tarp in the back. A car pulls up. The baby sits in a car seat.
Ready, bud? We're gonna get inside. Daddy's gonna drink lots of beers. Yeah.
A hoof sticks out from a tarp. Blood drips.
Abs.
In a video, gutted deer hang. Dylan watches the video. He pets a rabbit.
Abs.
Hey, we got a buck, baby.
I saw, yeah. Why is it in our driveway?
We hit it on the road. Ready, Dylan?
You had an accident?
Truck's fine. We're fine. Don't work yourself into a tizzy.
She puts down a buck knife.
What are you doing with that?
It's good meat. I'm gonna clean it, gut it.
What?
I used to do it with Dad all the time out here.
Hey, Abs. You really think that's a good idea? Guy could have nightmares.
I don't want our kids growing up thinking meat comes from a store wrapped in plastic.
She removes the tarp. A buck head faces up.
Okay. Mommy's beer. Okay. Okay, here we go.
Turns away.
I think you did it wrong.
Go inside. Get cleaned up.
Ben plays guitar. He sees the neighbors from his balcony. In bed, Ty gets on top of Abby. Ty leaves. Ben goes inside. Liquid drips to the ground. The tarp in the truck blows in the wind. Slender, bloody fingers crawl out from a cut in the deer. They touch the ground. A slender, long-haired being with an external spine is reflected in the deer's eye. A full moon. A clock reads 2:08. Ben tosses in bed. He looks at his wood plank ceiling. An upstairs light turns on. Ben grabs a flashlight and goes outside. He shines the light on the roof. He looks to his left. He approaches trees, shining his light. Something moves behind him. He turns. He walks toward the neighbor's front door. He illuminates the bushes. finds a hole in the lattice under the porch. He bends and shines his light inside. A raccoon walks by. He stands. A strange creature sits on the handrail. It faces Ben. He turns. A floodlight goes on. Ben covers his eyes.
Hey! What's going on?
It's gone.
I just thought I saw an animal. Wait. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Ty goes inside. Ben leaves. In the morning, Dylan goes outside. He carries his bat. Liam pours coffee. He eyes the picture of Ben and him with the woman unfolded on the fridge. Uh-huh. Ben startles awake.
Shit.
He looks out the window. He jumps up and runs out. Dylan peeks at the hole under his porch.
Hey, kid! Yo!
Not a good idea, bud. Just stay away from there, all right?
Let's go!
What are you doing over there?
I was just saying hi. Hey, the lady at the marina.
Sarah.
I should meet her.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do it. Tonight.
Yeah, sure.
Cool. Don't let that spill.
At the marina. Ben enters the office.
Shit.
He sits at a desk. A girl, Lily, peers over the counter.
Hey, I don't think you're supposed to be in here.
You're not that cute.
Copy. Hey, have you seen Casey?
No.
Oh, shit. How do people like that get hired? Lily, let's go. Mom's gonna be here in a few to pick you up. Come get your stuff. Come on, come on, come on.
Guy at slip 12
is
freaking out here.
Yeah, I'll be there in 5. Hey, can you pick, help that guy at slip 12? Thank you.
In the neighborhood, Ty sprays the truck bed with the hose. He holds his nose. Abby holds the baby and walks outside.
Okay, bud. Whoops.
She drops a rattle. She bends to get it. Flowers are dead. She looks in a hole under the porch.
Whew. You're back.
Let's go inside and change you, huh?
Well, that sounds fun.
More flowers die. On the beach, Dylan lies in a boat on the sand. Ben puts his foot on the boat.
Oh. Hey, neighbor. How are we doing over here?
I was sleeping.
Yeah? Not a fan of sailing?
My dad wanted me to learn how. I wanted to go paddle boating. This isn't paddle boating. It sucks.
Let me tell you something. There are popsicles in the fridge in the cafeteria. The deal is, you see anything weird outside your house, you tell me, all right?
Ben hands him a key.
Okay.
Get out of here. Go.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
Oh, hey. Sarah wanted us to pick up dinner rolls. Yeah. Gluten-free.
Cool.
Uh-huh.
Ben walks to the general store. The dog watches him.
Truth.
He throws something in the dog bowl.
I'm guessing these aren't gluten-free.
What? $3.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, sweetie. Starting to think you're forgetting about me.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry about that. I've been busy.
Making any new friends?
Going to a party tonight, if you want to come?
I can't tonight.
You sure?
Yeah.
I'm positive?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to come. You want to be boring and lame forever, okay?
I just got here, but, yeah.
I miss my boys. What are you guys up to tonight? Is your dad making his world-famous Coney dogs?
Hey,
hey!
Hey! Wait. Hold up!
Ben runs after a truck. He jumps in the back.
Hey!
Hey!
The sun sets. At night. Young people kiss and drink.
Never have I ever been skinny dipping.
Seriously, Dana? You're so fucking lame.
All right, JJ's turn.
Never have I ever broken my arm.
Drink, 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 drink.
You do not have to drink that.
Drink, 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 drink.
Ben downs a red Solo cup. He throws down the cup.
Barely any room on here. How am I supposed to fit my name?
Mal signs his cast.
You gonna tell me?
I don't even know you. I can't go divulging my darkest secrets.
I'm very trustworthy.
You're very drunk.
Mm. I fell out of a second story window. I snuck into my neighbor's house to steal some Vicodin.
I went in their medicine cabinet. And they came home.
So I climbed out the window.
That's how you broke your arm. You jumped.
I guess. I barely remember that part. It was kind of stupid.
It sounds pretty stupid.
Mm.
All right, okay, your turn.
That is not the deal. Fine. This was a while ago. Hannah Montana.
I bare my soul to you and you give me Hannah Montana?
I wore an orange wig to school all of fourth grade and I made everybody call me by my stage name. Dakota Star Crush.
Why? Why'd you stop?
Because the wig started to smell like butt.
That's pretty awesome.
You're pretty awesome. Star Kiss. Crush. Star Crush.
Ben leans in. Mal puckers. He pukes over her shoulder. Nighttime. Inside the neighbor's house. Dylan lies in bed. He watches the door. Abby gets up. She walks to the baby's door. She puts her ear to the door. She returns to bed. on the baby monitor. The baby turns over. Eyes glow behind the crib. Fingers enter the crib.
Here. It's water. Come on.
JJ takes off her pants and her shirt. She wears her bra and panties. She steps into the pool.
Are you coming?
I can't get my cast wet.
Ben takes off his shirt and pants. He steps in. His arm is held high.
What's your name?
She goes under.
Whoa, hey, whoa.
Whoa, jeez. Ah.
She emerges with his underwear.
Come on.
Now you've been skinny dipping.
All right, okay, I get it.
Relax. Eyes closed.
She removes the strap from her bra.
I can hear you swimming. Marco.
Hello.
Hey there, turtle dick.
She wraps a towel around herself.
A little cold in there, buddy?
The group of young people stand by the pool.
Just give me my shirt.
Sorry, it was just a dare.
She tosses his shirt.
Such an asshole.
What?
You're just being a dick.
He gets out, naked.
Fuck on.
The neighbors sleep. Dylan stands bedside.
Hey, sweetie.
I'm not tough as nails, Mama.
Oh, it's okay, baby. Come here. Come on.
He gets in their bed.
Better.
Abby looks at the monitor. She goes to the baby's room. A toy rolls across the room. She picks up the toy. She closes the window. She peers into the camera above the crib. She looks down. A wrapped bundle is in the middle of the crib. Her brow furrows. She uncovers it, revealing a bunch of sticks. Blood pools under the crib. Hands dart out from under the crib. They grab her ankles. She falls and is pulled underneath. In bed, Dylan and Ty sleep. Outside, Ben walks to his door. He sees Abby walking toward the forest.
Hey!
She disappears into the darkness.
Oh, God. Hey, are you okay? I've been looking all over goddamn everywhere for you.
Hey, did you see her?
What? Who?
He points to the trees.
The neighbor?
Where were you?
I was at a party.
Come on.
He pushes Liam away.
Ben!
He stares into the dark forest. Inside. Ben sees the table with four plates, a casserole, and his clean plate. He sits, head in his hand.
Sorry. I had a terrible night, if it's any consolation.
Raised you better than this shit. Come on, Ben, you're smarter than this.
Your mom raised me. Maybe you both should stop patting yourselves on the backs, all right? I just missed a stupid fucking dinner.
Shit! You are going to apologize.
He said I'm sorry. I'm going to bed.
You are going to sit there and apologize to Sarah.
I'm not apologizing. Some bitch you're sleeping with.
I'm just going to head out. I should go.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. We'll talk tomorrow. You missed a good dinner.
In the morning. Ty sleeps. He looks at his phone.
Oh, shit.
Dylan pours cereal. He watches a cartoon. He eats cereal in front of the TV. Legs appear in the stairwell. Ty showers. Dylan sits on the floor. He eats and watches TV. Abby, with long, gnarled fingers, staggers behind him. She stands over him.
Baby, gotta run. Gonna miss my charter.
Mwah. Oh, someone needs a shower. Hey, be good for Mom.
He rubs Dylan's head and leaves. At the marina, a bucket of bloody trash is thrown into a garbage can. Ben takes out trash. He waves to Mao. She looks at him and moves on.
Hey, what's up, midget dick?
A group of young people walk from their boat past Ben. He dumps the garbage can into their boat. Dylan goes to a bunny hutch. A shower head. Filthy feet stand in the shower. Dylan carries a bunny.
Mom?
On a wall, a mirror and picture hang askew.
Mom! Mom, one of the bunnies are gone!
He walks upstairs.
Mom? Mom?
His eyes widen. A woman stands naked, facing a window. One shoulder is higher than the other. He backs out. Her shoulders even. She looks back at him. He stares, eyes wide. She runs away. Twilight. At the marina. An old fisherman and a German shepherd sit on a dock. Ben enters the office.
Hey.
A board with photos includes one with Mallory, Lily, and a woman. Underneath, most likely to smack a bitch.
You lock up the boathouse?
Yeah.
Here. Ben throws keys to Liam.
Thanks.
You ready?
I still have all these rental contracts to go through.
I can walk.
No. I'll be done with this shit in about an hour. You can sit and wait.
Hey, the last of the charters came in, so I'm gonna head out.
Okay.
Sarah. Can I get a ride?
In a car.
You know I'm like an amazing cook.
I can't have dairy anymore, but
I do a killer vegan. It's one of the reasons that I'm awesome. And not just some bitch your dad's sleeping with.
I didn't...
Look, here's the deal. I'm gonna give you a do-over. Just... promise to give the casserole a shot.
Deal.
Inside Ben's dark house, he looks up the stairwell. He picks up a golf club. And takes off his shoes. He walks upstairs. He puts his ear to a door. He opens it. A bunny sits on a bed. Dylan is huddled on the floor.
What are you doing up here?
Dylan! Don't let her in.
Stay here.
A shadow on the stairs from the door gets bigger. Ben looks downstairs.
Are your parents home?
Can I help you?
She looks up at Ben.
Hey, sweetie. My son, he likes to play hide and seek. He's a handful. Is he here?
No. Just us.
He goes downstairs.
If I see him, I'll let you know.
She stares.
Can you bring him down?
I didn't say he was here.
She starts to open the door.
Hey, whoa.
He pulls it shut.
Hey, this is private property, okay? I decide if you come in.
You're a very stupid boy. I'll snap that other arm.
I'm 17. You can get off my porch.
Baby?
Came home and all the lights were off. What's going on?
I'm looking for our son.
Dylan?
Dad!
Hey, Poopa, what are you doing all the way over here?
I want to go home.
Come on, baby.
She gives Ben a look. She presses her face against the screen door and leaves. Ben goes outside. He watches them walk away. In the office, Liam smokes.
Hey, you spooked me. I thought I was the only one here.
Yeah, no worries. Won't kill me.
Mal reaches inside her backpack. She holds candy. She smiles.
You good?
Yeah. Have a good night.
Yeah. You too.
All right. Let's get cozy. Okay, here we go. Just like that.
All right, night, bud.
Dad. Mom's being weird.
You should have seen her at Burning Man.
Abby watches from the hall.
Mom's always been weird. Sleep tight. Mwah.
Ty opens the door to the baby's room. It's empty. A curtain blows in the wind. Abby sits on her bed. On their upstairs deck, Ty brushes his teeth. Ben watches through binoculars.
Hey.
Oh. What you doing?
Just watching Netflix.
You?
Hungover. I was a fat kid, ate a whole microwave pizza, and now I'm eating your apology.
Cool.
I am cool. So, is that like your thing? Tell a girl a sob story, puke on her, and then she can eat it with the town hoe? Ben?
Ty and Abby make out.
Hello?
I'm here. Just, this movie just got good.
Ben, well, I can go if you're busy. Ben?
Ben?
Ben, you home?
The floodlights come on. Ben ducks. Mallory and Lily sit under a sheet fort. The light goes out at Ben's. Ben reemerges. The neighbor's lights are out. A mirror in the neighbor's bedroom reflects Abby on top. Her back morphs into an external spine. At the beach.
You working today, idiot?
Ben sleeps in a dinghy on the sand.
Yeah. Yeah. What time is it?
11.
Where's Dylan?
Who?
Little blonde kid. He had a lesson today at 10.
Oh, you're fine. He no-showed. Okay, bathroom's over there.
What do you mean no-showed? What?
He didn't show up.
Look, I gotta go.
What?
I gotta go. Just cover for me, okay? Tell my dad something.
Ben!
Ben runs at the neighbor's front door. The screen is torn.
Hello?
Can I help you?
Is Dylan home? He missed his lesson today.
What lesson?
I teach sailing at the marina. He had a lesson this morning. You know, your son, Dylan?
My son? I don't have a son.
Dylan, your little boy.
Okay, what, are you messing with me? I got no kids, kid.
Hey, look. You have a son, all right? I've seen him.
Look, man, I don't have time to dink around. Just get off my porch, okay?
Abby watches from the other room. Ben's foot moves the welcome mat. The V symbol is etched underneath. Ben opens his laptop. He uploads a picture of the symbol. He searches similar images. Images appear. A tree. Wood. A monster with glowing eyes peers from behind a tree. It reads, Dark Mother, born from root, rock, and tree. Discarded skin of the devil. A photo of a naked woman in the forest looking back. A drawing of a severed foot held by gnarled hands. Ben's brow furrows. He reads, Feasts Upon the Forgotten. Through binoculars, Ty grills.
Yep, your neighbors are creepy as fuck.
Mal holds the binoculars.
What are you doing?
It's like a ward. It stops,
Ben pours salt across his bedroom doorway.
Who are you texting?
Your dad. Telling him you're at home puking your guts out. He was gonna drive over here, but I told him I'd check on you.
Ben looks out the window.
You're welcome.
The woman comes from the cellar with a garbage bag.
Now, look.
How many dead babies do you think she's got down there?
She throws it in the trash can.
God. You're acting Nutter Butters. You can't be like this when your dad gets home. Wikipedia?
I'm telling you, something happened to Dylan. He's gone, I know it.
Okay, maybe he's just staying with family.
No, why would you say you didn't have a kid when you do?
I don't know, maybe he's just a private person.
No, Mal. He had no idea who I was talking about. Like, he couldn't remember his kid at all. And Dylan, you should have seen him. He was fucking terrified of his own mom.
Okay, so maybe just go knock on her door and ask her if she could. Okay, that's just funny.
Ben looks to the neighbor's yard.
Okay, well, I have to go lock up for your dad now. So.
Ty dances and carries his food.
Have a kid's steak out.
Mal walks her bike to the neighbor's house.
No, Mal, what are you doing?
Ben watches from his room. She writes a note and pushes it under their door. Mal texts, "Poked the bear." She salutes Ben. Puts on her backpack and rides off. He watches. Abby watches Ben from her upstairs deck. He notices her and ducks. Ty sees the note. He picks it up. It reads, "We know what's in your cellar," with a drawing of a witch. He goes to the cellar door. He tries a key. And another.
Honey? Here?
Yeah, hey, did you see any kids messing with the cellar door?
She whispers in his ear. His mouth is agape. He drops his beer. Blood drips from his ear. Nighttime at the marina. Sarah sits at a desk. She turns off a light. And another. Abby stands outside the window, watching Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey. Well, I'll lock up.
Oh, really? All right, yeah. Thanks. I'm out for the night, so have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
See ya.
Mal gets her backpack. The office door is ajar. Mal looks around. The old fisherman and his dog sit on the dock. Mal locks up. She gets her bike and rides off. Inside, the photo of her, Lily, and a woman is missing. At the house, Ben peers through binoculars to the neighbor's bedroom. A lamp is on inside. He goes through their trash. A baby monitor. A stuffed animal. A picture of a baby. Ty walks outside. Ben hides on the side of the porch. Ty looks down and walks to a door. Mal, did you drop a house on her yet? In the morning, Ty mows his lawn. Ben looks through binoculars to their upstairs. In the shower, Abby kneels. She is dirty, and her spine is scaled. Abby looks in a mirror. Her forearm skin is saggy. She pulls at it. The skin under her eyes is saggy. She feels it. She pulls out a tooth and throws it in the sink. It's bloody. A package of winter salt. Ben pours it around his house. Ty stops mowing and watches Ben. Abby comes out of her house. She walks past Ty. She approaches Ben. He turns to see her. He drops the salt and runs inside. He holds the door shut. She slides the note that Mal wrote under his door. He looks at the drawing of the witch. Ben watches through binoculars. She comes out of the cellar. She shuts the door and locks it. He watches her walk away. Ben runs to the garage. Ty mows. Ben goes to the cellar with bolt cutters. He tries to break the lock. He shakes his broken arm. He hits the lock with the bolt cutters. Inside the cellar. Entwined in branches, a horned animal skull hangs, overlooking the room. Ben sees a picture of the neighbor's family. Ty's eyes are scratched out. He picks it up.
I'd like to report a missing kid. Missing person.
Okay, sir, can you please provide me with the name of the missing person?
He holds a picture.
Sir?
Shit. He drops it. It's Mal, Lily, and a woman. The eyes of Mal and the woman are scratched out.
Hey!
Mal, she's after your sister!
What? Are you okay, Ben? What is this?
Your sister! She's after her! Where is Lily? Is she with you?
Who's Lily?
Shit!
He rides his bike fast.
Mal! Mal, watch me do the slide!
This time you guys are putting the worms on your own.
Mal walks by Lily. Lily slides down a circular slide. Abby stands at the base. Ben arrives on his bike. He looks around. He sees Sarah. He sees Abby with Lily walking to the forest. Ben is pushed to the ground.
Dump that shit in my dad's boat? Huh? You piece of shit!
He is kicked. The guy gets on top of Ben and punches him. The other young people watch. Sarah runs toward them. Ben gets up. He runs to the forest.
Lily!
Ben runs. He stops at a tree with a hole. A hand sticks out from the hole. It's Lily's hand. She reaches out for Ben. He grabs and pulls. She slips out of his hand. He falls back and hits his head on a rock. Twilight, treetops, and the sky. Ben wakes up on the forest floor. He sits and looks around. He arrives home. Ty stands on his porch.
Do you know all his friends? Is there anyone new?
He doesn't know anybody. He's just moved here.
Inside, two policemen and Sarah sit at the table with Liam.
You were supposed to stay in your room.
We'll give you some privacy.
They leave Liam and Ben.
You okay?
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Good.
Broke into the neighbor's house? Beat up some kid at the marina?
No, Dad, I didn't beat up... You don't understand. You're lying to me.
You want something?
No, Dad, it's not. She killed her kids. She took Lily.
What are you talking about?
The lady next door. All right, she's doing shit, making people forget people.
You mean Abby? The nice woman whose house you broke into? Oh,
she's making people forget about their kids.
Oh, my God, I'm not listening.
Just look in her cellar. Dad, I promise. Just ask Mal, okay?
Stop it! Stop it! Ben, this is done! Okay? I talked to your mother, and I am taking you home. We're gonna find you a clinic, okay? And we're gonna get you some help, because this isn't working.
Dad.
Mr. Shaw? Can I have a word?
Yeah. Don't move.
All right, well, your neighbors aren't interested in pressing any charges, so long as he stays on the
Ben goes to the kitchen. Sarah comes in.
Your dad really loves you. You know that, right?
Yeah, that's great, yeah. What I need is for him to believe me.
I think you have to earn that.
She pours coffee.
I'm sorry, that's not my place. Look, I really care about your dad. And I'm sorry if I had anything to do with this whole mess.
No, it's not the point. I don't know, you...
Ben sees Sarah pour milk into her coffee. He watches flowers wilt in a nearby vase. He looks at Sarah. She looks straight at him. Her eyes widen.
I like this house.
He grabs a salt shaker and throws it at her. She ducks. She raises her head. Her eyes glow. The flowers die. She charges him. He grabs a butcher knife and swings it at her.
Ben!
Liam comes from behind and grabs Ben's arm.
Stop!
Sarah lies on the floor.
Ow. Okay? No.
Outside, Liam holds his head. Police car lights flicker. Ben sits in a police car. He watches Sarah whisper in the paramedic's ear.
Dad!
Ben, I'll meet you at the station.
No, she's not Sarah, Dad. Listen to me. Look in the cellar, Dad. Go look in the cellar. Dad, she's not Sarah.
We just hide, all right? Give him some time.
A cop pats Liam's shoulder.
Dad! Sarah?
Hey, I'm headed to the station.
She holds a bottle.
Do you mind?
What?
I could use a drink.
Sure.
A car drives on a dark road. Ben sits in the back. He watches blood drip from the driver's ear. Sarah sits at the table. She stares ahead.
There you go. I'm really sorry about Ben. I gotta go.
He drops a corkscrew on the table. Sarah grabs his arm.
Don't leave.
I really gotta go.
She stands. She tries to kiss him.
Go.
She watches him leave. Liam looks to the neighbor's house.
Leave a message.
Hey, Liam. I'm just about done. I hope everything's okay. Just wanted to see if you've heard from Ben. Let me know.
Hey, where are we going, man?
Aren't we going to the station?
The cop looks at Ben.
Hey, what are we doing here?
The other cop opens Ben's door. He pulls him out.
What are we doing? Bye, bye. Let me go.
He drags him through the sand. He holds Ben's head underwater. Ben struggles. Bubbles escape his mouth. His head turns from side to side. He stops struggling. The moon reflects in the water. His face is in the water. He startles awake and stands. A dog attacks the cop. The other cop shoots the dog. The cop approaches Ben. He points his gun at Ben.
Whoa, wait, hey, come on. No, please. It's okay.
He raises the gun and shoots himself under the chin. Ben is on his knees. He crawls to the cop. He takes the gun. Mal walks her bike. She stops. Legs stand at the cellar door. A lantern. Liam enters the cellar. It's empty. Ty walks to a door. Liam watches him from the cellar door. He follows him. Liam enters. Walks upstairs. A bloody body lies in the kitchen. Feet dangle above the ground. Liam enters a dark room. A body hangs. Liam's eyes widen. He holds the lantern high, revealing an altar with candles. Are scratched out. He sees his picture of Ben, himself, and his wife. All their eyes are scratched out. The skull is behind him. A knife stabs him in the back. He falls against the altar, knocking it over. He drops the lantern. A fire starts. He crawls. A female figure wearing the skull looks down at him. He stumbles down the stairs. She stands at the top and watches. Fire spreads on the wood floor. The picture of Mao, Lily, and another woman sits on the floor. He swings a shovel. It knocks the skull mask off. It's Sarah. Her neck undulates. She charges at him. He falls. She chokes him. He reaches for tools. They fall. A gnarled hand erupts from her wrist and grabs his face. Ben stands at the door with the gun. She falls.
Whoa. Hey! Oh my God, Dad, are you okay?
Oh, shh. We gotta get you out.
She moves. Her neck straightens. A hand comes out of her torso.
Dad, we gotta get out of here, okay?
Ben lifts Liam. Another hand exits her torso. The top of a head breaks through. Ben helps Liam to the door. They hobble to the truck. Ben finds the car keys in the visor. Fire spreads in the house. The picture of Ben, Liam, and his mom now has a little boy. Ben watches the fire. The picture burns. He twitches. He looks at his cast. It bears a child's writing. Nathan.
You're quite the little artist.
Ben remembers the old woman on the bus. A little boy signs Ben's cast.
Thank you.
You hear that?
At the barbecue.
I love that.
The boy plays...
It's just crickets, Dad.
Connect Four with Ben.
Try me, B.
He's gone. I know it.
At the marina.
Are Mom and Dad gonna get divorced?
She's making people forget people.
Okay, what are you messing with me? I got no kids, kid.
Are your parents home?
Can I help you?
Ben?
Hey, sweetie.
I like this house.
You were supposed to stay in your room.
What's going on?
We'll give you some privacy.
Hey, whoa.
You're a very stupid boy.
Ben looks at the house.
Hey, I'm gonna go get Nathan.
He runs upstairs.
Nathan!
A room with a sign. Nathan's lair. A toy T-Rex moves on the floor. A window is broken. He runs to the garage. He gets a rope and a gas can.
Ben! Where's my sister?
Mal, I... Take this, okay?
He gives Mal a bag of salt.
Hey!
Nathan! Nathan!
He runs into the forest.
Nathan!
He pours gas on the tree with the hole at the base.
Where is she? Where's Lily?
I don't know. I tried to save her.
Ben!
Look.
He ties a rope around a tree.
Take that salt, and I want you to pour it around the tree, all right? It's gonna trap her.
What do you mean you tried to save her? What's going on? I need you to tell me what's going on.
It took Lily, and it's got my brother. I have to go.
What took them? What are you talking
about?
Make
a salt circle around the tree, and if I'm not back in 10 minutes, burn it.
Ben.
10 minutes, and you do it, okay?
He gives her a lighter. He enters the hole. He stands in ankle-deep water. His flashlight illuminates a cave filled with roots. The light reveals red, yellow, and blue toys tangled in the roots. Through another hole. He looks back. He grabs his gun. He crawls into the next hole. Mal pours salt around the tree. Ben discovers a child underneath roots.
Nathan!
Buddy!
Hey!
I need you to wake up, buddy.
He untangles Nathan.
Hey, we're gonna get you out of here, okay?
I need you to get up. Oh, we're gonna go.
All right, go home.
I need you to keep going, and I'll be right behind you, okay?
Nathan crawls away. Observes the creature with the external spine eating Dylan's face. The creature glares at him. He aims his gun. Dylan is pulled out of sight. Ben follows Nathan out. Ben looks up. The creature is there. Ben drops the flashlight.
Go!
Lifts his shirt.
You all right?
Revealing his bloody stomach.
Let's go. Come on.
Mal ignites a lighter. She looks at the tree. She closes the lighter.
Mal!
Ben shoves Nathan up and out of the hole at the base of the tree.
Pull yourself up!
Nathan emerges. Ben turns back.
You okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Stand back. I'll wait here.
Ben!
A body lies in the water.
Lily! Lily, oh my God. We're gonna get out of here, okay?
She is trapped under roots.
Come on, you gotta wake up, okay? Lily, open your eyes.
The creature crawls from the water.
Get out of here, okay?
He breaks roots.
I don't feel good.
Okay, hey, hey, you're gonna be fine. You're gonna be fine, all right? We're gonna get you out of here.
Creature crawls onto Ben. He reaches for an antler. Lily takes a Polaroid flash. The creature startles. Ben stabs the creature in the neck.
Come on, let's go.
Ben grabs Lily. Together, they run. Ben shoves Lily out of the hole at the base of the tree. She hugs Mom.
Go that way. Go back to the house and wait for me. Now.
Ben crawls out.
Are you okay?
Yeah, yeah, I'm fine. Go.
From inside, the creature reaches out and grabs Ben's leg. A truck speeds toward them. Mal grabs Salt. She throws it in the creature's face. Lily, Ben, and Mal roll away. Liam crashes into the tree. Cut to black. Morning.
Mom, head it out!
Mallory gets on her bike.
I'm doing pretty good, considering. Lily's getting better every day. Some nightmares.
It's expected. People died. It's a lot to process, especially for someone her age. Before you go, I wanted to ask you about something that your sister said her last session. She said you had to burn the tree.
What tree?
She remembers the tree burning.
Do you have any idea what she's talking about? Mallory.
It sounds like one of her nightmares.
Mal enters the office. She looks at orange and yellow flowers. She reads a card. She smiles. She takes a yellow flower and puts it behind her ear.
All right, hold on, Dean. Wait for the rest of us. Let's go.
She leads three kids to a boat. The old fisherman and his German shepherd sit on the dock.
Hey, Star Crush.
Headed out?
Yeah, heading home.
Hey.
So, your mom and dad?
Nah, she's just driving back with us.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with everything.
Thanks. You too, you know, with the rest of your summer.
Cool. All right. Well, adios, muchacho.
Okay.
They hug. She kisses his cheek. She puts her flower behind his ear.
That is from Lily.
He kisses her.
That's from me.
Take care of yourself, Ben. Don't forget me. All right. Who's ready to go?
Liam uses a crutch.
Hey.
Hey, Stud Muffin.
Ready?
Yeah, let's go. Thank you.
Hey, so when we get back, I kind of thought...
Listen, I think I'm going to stay with your Uncle Rory for a couple of weeks until this heals up and, you know, until your mom and I can figure things out.
Hey, however it works out, Dad, it's fine.
Mm. Oh!
You good?
Ow.
So this is Ben's car now?
She's pretty.
Ow.
Something to know about your dad is that he's a huge baby when it comes to pain.
No, I'm not. I got a lot of boo-boos here.
Ben takes the flower from behind his ear. He smells the flower. The stem comes out of the petals. It's plastic. He looks back. His brow furrows. In the water. Mal sits on the boat with the kids. She stares straight ahead. Cut to black. Described by Audio Eyes. Credits scroll. To our friend, Matthew Seiner. Hashtag Get Busy Living. SAG-AFTRA. End crawl. 2019. CalEach Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. The V symbol.